Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Most people are like, that wasn't a red flag when you saw that. And I was like,
right.
He never showed me any red flags before. So of course I'm going to believe that it's, you know, not really real. He just told me like he had to do some business thing or something. And I was like, okay, like that's normal. But
never mentioned a show. Never mentioned, hey, by the way, in a year or 6 months or however long you're going to see me. No, nothing. Press lips and a crowd to please. So hot,
fucking mouths to feed. 3, 2, let's go. I just wanted to hear the truth. That's it. That's all I wanted from the situation. I still don't have it, and it's like, it's upsetting. Let's see. Are you ready?
Hello, everybody. This is Humble and Hungry, and I'm your friend, Natalie Pouchet. Welcome back, everyone. I have a very special episode for you guys today. If you guys have been following on my Instagram, you know what this episode is about. But over the weekend, there was a few videos that went absolutely viral on TikTok. And I reached out to this individual, asking them if they wanted to come on the show to sort of speak their truth. And she kindly said yes. So her name is Hannah Beth, also known as Hannah Beth Style on all her social media platforms. And she posted about her ex. And this ex happens to be on a very popular show on Netflix. And because of legal investigations that are happening right now, we're not allowed to say the names of the people or the show. So she posts these videos exposing this man, and it just blew up. And since then, so much has happened. I mean, even today, the gal in the relationship, let's just call her Brandy and let's call him CJ, announced that they broke up. So this is all real. It's all happening. I know some of you are like, oh, it's just a show. It's a television show. Who cares? But you know, these are people's lives. And so I really am so glad that she's coming on the show to share her thoughts and hopefully allow her to heal a little bit from the whole thing. I think she's still going through it. And so I hope you guys can listen with a little bit of grace and open hearts. Because I know sometimes we can be very quick to judge. I get it. I'm also guilty of it. But, you know, being a fan of the show and being a fan of CJ, this to me is like, I feel duped. So I can't even imagine how the women involved feel. So again, I hope you guys all, you know, can give everyone a little grace. But with that said, I hope you guys enjoy the show. Okay, please welcome my special guest, Hannah Beth. Hi.
Hi.
I was just saying, you're so cute.
Oh my God, you're so sweet. Again, like, I'm like, I haven't even done anything with my look today. I'm just like,
all natural, it, so. Baby.
Yeah.
So first of all, how are you? How's your headspace?
Yeah. I'm doing better. You know, I'm in a rough situation right now, but you know, I think my purpose is greater than what the pain I am going through is. So yeah, I could be better, but overall, you know, I feel very strong and very well grounded. So
good for you. I was just saying, you know, I reached out to you for like two reasons, right? Like the first was the initial shock of, I think, what the world saw, right? And us feeling like we got duped. So I can't even imagine how, you know, everyone in the situation felt. And then the second one was good for her for exploiting and putting herself out there. Cause I know that it can be incredibly scary, especially just in the day of social media. But I thought, good for her for sharing her story and not staying silent. I know that can be really hard. I've been in that situation where I got, you know, a cease and desist, and it sucks because you get hushed, you know, and you feel like you can't share your story. So I'm really glad that you did. I know that we're sort of talking about this in real time as things are sort of unfolding. I know there's some legal investigations happening. I don't know if you know anything about that, but I'm just, you know, I thank you for coming here and talking about it and sharing your side of the story.
Yeah, I think it's important for other women to see that, you know, even if there's a powerful man that you're involved with or, you know, comes off that way, you don't have to be scared. Whatever is going on, you know, you can speak on it. And I think women should, because, you know, if we just stay silent, these things will continue, and it's at the expense of women, and we keep getting hurt and suffering, and our stress levels get incredibly high. And there's just a lot of terrible effects that happen after, you know, involving infidelity and deceitfulness and manipulation. And so that's really why I wanted to share my story, is just with that intention alone. So yeah, it was important to share.
And I'm so glad that you did. So sort of take us back a little bit. So when did you guys meet? We're going to call him CJ just for the sake of telling a story. But when did you meet him?
Back in 2019 via Insta DMs.
Okay.
Yeah.
He slid into yours, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you guys were official sort of immediately? I mean, how was that? I mean, I'm assuming from the show he's very Rico Suave, and, you know, is that sort of how he is in real life?
Yeah, that's how he is. I mean, we were friends for a few months before we even decided to be boyfriend and girlfriend. You know, but he was still very persistent in the beginning, in the courting stage. And so, yeah, we made it official, dated for several months. And then our lives just got kind of busy, and, you know, we weren't prioritizing each other. So we just mutually decided to end it, remain friends. But obviously.
And when was that?
This was early in 2020 that okay. We officially, yeah.
Okay. But before then, you guys were like going on trips together and like
yeah.
full blown. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then when you guys ended it, did you guys still have like a relationship?
We had a friendship. We would see each other every now and then. And then several months after that, we started going on dates again, you know, hanging out more as not just friends. And then, you know, the trip happened. So yeah, it just progressed again to more of the relationship that we had before.
And for those that don't know what the trip, can you sort of explain that, the things that sort of you had posted? You took it down now, right?
Yeah.
Did they ask you to take it down?
No.
I
took it down. I was, you know, my whole point in this was to get the message out about my situation. And, you know, I really want to heal and move forward from this situation. And just keeping it up is kind of me dwelling in it. And I'm honestly exhausted. And two, I don't want to keep seeing thousands of comments, you know, flooding in, and just kind of reminding me of the situation, you know, tagging the other person involved. It's just not fair to them. So I just made that decision, like, okay, we're not gonna, you know, harp on this any longer, but I still have a message to tell related to it. So.
Right. Right. That's a very, big thing of you to do. And that's really, and it's good to hear from your side, because it doesn't, you sound genuine. It's not like, you know, you were doing it just for the clickbait or there was substance behind it.
Yeah.
So in the video that you posted, you talked about going on a trip together. Mm-hmm. So can you sort of walk us through that?
Yeah. So this was kind of at a time period where we had started hanging out again, but we weren't like official yet for the second time. And, you know, one day he randomly asked me if I wanted to go to Ibiza, and I was like, heck yeah, like I love traveling with him. Like, why not? You know, I get questioned like, why would you go on a trip with your ex, but it's like we had that relationship already, so it wasn't weird. And so we went to Spain, and then we also went to London. But yeah, that's where I kind of found out about the whole thing, and it just was mentally just insane. But I will say that knowing him, it wasn't as abnormal. Like, no, most people are like, that wasn't a red flag when you saw that. And I was like,
right,
he never showed me any red flags before. So of course I'm going to believe that it's, you know, not really real. Like, we've all been with women, together, right?
So when you guys were back together or in together in 2019, he never showed signs of like liking girls' photos or, I mean, did you ever catch him in anything like that where you're like, oh, that's sketchy, but he wasn't cheating?
No. And I'd also like to point out that I'm not the type of girlfriend to like pry in my man's business, because I trusted him. The only time that ever happened was in Spain when I found out of all this, but it was just mainly I saw things on accident and then just did some more digging. And yeah,
I've been there. I get that. And by the way, I think men, if they don't give you a reason to look, you're not going to look. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Exactly.
And women have really good intuition. So ladies, follow your intuition.
My radar was going crazy at the time. So yeah.
And so when he was gone filming for, I don't know how long he's gone filming, but did you know he was away? Did he ever tell you he was doing a show?
No. So I had to find out, I found out from our mutual friend. I had tried contacting, let's call him CJ, multiple times, and he wasn't responding. So I was getting worried, and I contacted our mutual friend and I said, hey, is he all right? Like, what's going on? And the friend said that, you know, he's away right now, but he'll tell you everything when he gets back. That didn't happen. I had to find it out another way. But looking back, I realized that was from, it had to be the show, you know?
Right. And he never, did you guys talk, how long before he left did you guys speak? I mean, was it like months or like days before he left?
No, I mean, whenever we weren't, when we were friends and we were still
like on and off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like we were in communication every day. So, I'd have to go back and look at all of our text messages, but I'm pretty sure it was like a couple weeks before that, since I had heard from him. Okay. So then when I reached out, I was like, what's going on?
That's weird. Yeah. That was unlike him.
Yeah.
Crazy. And so then he's done shooting, and then that's when he calls you when he's back.
Yeah. But I don't even question that, because I'm like, I don't know. I was like, he'll tell me. Like, I just, you know, I wasn't going to pry and be like, where were you? I might have asked.
Gosh, I would have been detective. I would have been like, I want to see.
I was like, I think I did ask him like, where'd you go? You know? And, he just told me like he had to do some business thing or something. And I was like, okay, like that's normal, you know?
But never mentioned a show. Never mentioned, hey, by the way, in a year or 6 months or however long you're going to see me, and it's going to, no, nothing. Wow. Okay. So then from then on, you basically go on the trip together.
Yeah.
When he gets back. And then that's when you find out on the trip that he has a girl pop up called fiance.
Yeah. That's where he told me, this is, you know, not for real. Like, you know, I want to be with you. It's just for this show I did. And like, we're, me and her are friends. And I was asking him all the questions, because I was like, this is not adding up for me. And so I asked, like, well, why don't you let me meet her? And so he was acting like, yeah, like, sure, when we get home, you know, we can settle this. And I'm like, okay, cool. And had we done that, I would have been like, okay, I'm just, that's it.
Right.
No more discussion. But that wasn't, that never happened.
Because on the trip, just to be clear, you guys weren't necessarily together, but you guys were like intimate. It would have been screwed up, like messed up if he was doing things with other women at that point.
Exactly. And you know, I would have never gone on a trip with him if I knew he had a girlfriend, fiance, anyone else. You know, I'm not that type of girl. And two, we did discuss getting back together that trip. We talked about marriage, kids, like the whole shebang. And it wasn't weird for me because we had already had that history, right? So we had a good, you know, foundation of our friendship and relationship. So, you know.
Had you met his mom and his friends and the family?
I've met a lot of his friends, a couple of his brothers, uncles, cousins. I've only spoken to his mom on the phone. She lives in Chicago. So,
gotcha.
And when we were dating, you know, he didn't meet my family and I only met like his brothers and stuff. But like my mom and my parents, we weren't that serious yet. So it didn't feel necessary. So yeah, but she knew I went on the trip with him to Europe.
Oh, they did. They knew.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I mean, he had been in your life for quite some time now.
Yeah.
Cause I think we've all had that relationship where it's like not quite come home material yet, yeah. But they all know about him enough that they trust him, you know?
Yeah.
So then what happened? So then you basically get back from the trip.
Yeah. So, the rest of the trip, you know, I'm still wondering, you know, what's up, but I didn't want to keep bringing it up because I feel like every time I did, he would get kind of angry and he would be like, I told you, like, I'll handle it. You know, why are you still bringing this up? So I just felt like a little gaslit at the time. I didn't want to keep questioning him. And I was just like, you know, let's just enjoy the rest of the trip. And then, you know, when we get home, he'll have me meet her. So I was like, okay, he'll handle it. Trusting that. Which is why I was able to kind of like let it go in terms of bringing it up again.
Right.
So then we get back from Europe and honestly, you know, I didn't meet the other person. He was getting ready to go to school. So I was like, okay, well, he's busy, you know, but still like there were some chances there to introduce us. And so then I kind of distanced myself for several months. And I even blocked him at a period of time just because I needed to like think about everything. And then I unblocked him. I was like, let me stop being petty. And then we started picking up.
Because we always think it's us, right? Women always think it's always. Yeah.
And so we picked up our communication again, you know, and it was kind of back to normal-ish. And then... Yeah, we just had stayed in contact throughout that time. And then fast forward to May was when we went on another trip.
Had the show aired at that point or no?
No. This happened in the summer this year.
Okay. So now it's sort of like that on and off. And did you ever even ask again about the fiancé or you just sort of like let it go and try to move forward?
I asked him on that trip. I said, you know, because he was, again, discussing getting back together. And he said, you know, I want you. And, like, we know guys say things all the time. But I'm like, okay, well, if you're for real, like, take action. Like, let's do this for real. But he was, like, super quiet, wouldn't give me a straight answer. I said, if there's any other woman in your life, potentially, like, then tell me. So I'm... can leave you alone, you know?
Yeah.
And also,
why are you on the trip with me?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Like you could have easily said no.
Is he paying for all these trips? Is he like, is that on his dime?
Yes. I have not paid for anything.
Dang.
But he likes to do that, you know?
Right. And so he tells you this. How was the trip besides that? Overall, was it good? I mean, were you guys like...
Yeah. It was...
Okay.
We had no problems. And I even said like, look, you know, I don't really want this to be like a heavy trip for us. I don't want to like bring up the past during this trip. I still wanted clarity. But this trip in particular, I was like, let's just focus on relaxing. Because that was truly what I wanted to do is relax. But then towards the end, when I was wanting to get those answers of just, you know, do you have someone else? Then it wasn't as clear. And that's where I was like, sketchy, like, I don't know. Yeah.
And then what happens after that? I mean, are we fast forwarding to the show coming out, or is there more that happened in between that?
So then after Cabo, I mean, he got pretty busy with school and stuff, but we'd still like text and keep in contact and stuff. And then fast forward to late September, he invites me to Miami to hang out with his friends from Canada. So then I was like, okay, well, like at this point, if you're inviting me to all these places and you're going with me, then I guess you were telling the truth that it wasn't, you know, real. Cause if you have a real girl, why are you risking it like this? You know?
Right.
But we didn't end up going. The trip fell through. So.
Oh, you did not go to Miami?
No.
Okay. And so this whole time, like, are you guys FaceTiming? Is it just like text, like, hey, have a good day? Or is it like full blown conversations and I miss you? Were there like, I love yous?
There were I miss yous, you know, during from like when we started talking again after Europe to like up to this point. And then, you know, we just randomly send each other like tech articles and, you know, cause we have that in common. And just updates on our lives. And then he FaceTimed me. So it was like in August. Him and his brother were in town and they were just going out. And so they wanted to like stop by and say hi before they went out for the night. So that happened. I mean, nothing happened romantically with us, but it was just like friendly.
He still made it a point to see you.
Yeah.
Right. Which if a guy is in a relationship and he went and saw some girl, I think every girlfriend would be pissed, you know? Yeah. But no, I love yous happened during that time.
No.
Okay. Cause I'm just trying to think like what's his side? Like, what is he saying? Like, oh, we were just friends and she's acting like we were together. Like, I'm just thinking like, he's probably thinking, this is bullshit, you know, what are we calling her, Brandy? Like, we were just friends. Okay, we went out a couple times. What would you say if he's like sort of giving that narrative?
Yeah, so he says that it was fake at first when I found out initially, but now they're in a real relationship. And I was like, okay, but I don't.
When did that happen?
A few days ago.
Okay, so the show comes out and you watch it?
Yeah. Well, I don't watch the full season. I just see like little clips here and there. People are sending me stuff.
You didn't watch the whole season?
No, I physically couldn't.
Was it too hard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if it wasn't real for them, it's hard to see your person or someone you were just together with like on this type of show, even though it was filmed a long time ago, right? And you still don't have the full truth. It's like, I can't handle it.
Wow. So you don't watch any of it. You're getting clips sent to you. And then do you message him and say like, what the actual fuck? Or does he reach out to you saying, hey?
I called him. Or I sent him when they released the cast YouTube video, I sent him that. Just to let him know, like, I'm about to watch this, you know, like, you know, speak now, like, just tell me what's up so I can be prepared. And he just like liked it. I was like, okay. So then show comes out, you know, I start seeing pictures of them together posted. And I was like, I don't know if this is fake. Like, it looks pretty real to me. And it, you know, so I called him. This was like over a week ago. And I said, hey, like, we really need to have like a conversation. Like, I still, you know, I need clarity. And he was like, I agree. Like, we need to have that talk for real. And so we were planning on doing that. But, you know, then someone comes out about an infidelity or a cheating allegation first, and I was like, wow, like, you know, I wasn't the only one that he was entertaining or talking to, which I know.
Oh, someone else said something?
Well, it was the first girl that had come out with her.
Oh, I didn't even know there was a first.
Oh, yeah. Oh. I mean, it wasn't like a big thing. It was more of just like a dating app person and one time interaction they had that was, you know, but it was still like sketch. So that's when I was
Yeah. Where there's one, there's probably more.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Which is really disheartening to hear, especially when you go on a, you know, national worldwide show like this, coming off like you are literally a gem of a human and like Prince Charming, because he really did come off like that, you know? And so, and it's funny because at the reunion, you know, they were bashing these up, you know, this other guy, and not a peep about CJ, you know? And I think if anything, he came off great. And then, you know, they announced that they are still together because he had said no at the altar, which thank goodness, because had he said yes and then still all this would have still come out, I mean, at least the guy has a little ounce of,
I mean,
you know,
to preface
common decency.
If that had been the case, of them actually getting married, then, you know, I think I would not have, like, at that point I'd be like, okay, you know, like, let's just,
you wouldn't have posted anything.
I think so. I mean, it's a tough situation. Like,
did you ever think about reaching out to her, or did you ever reach out to her?
So the only interaction we had was in Europe, and I liked some of her pictures, you know, because he told me who she was. And I was like, okay, cool. Like, no big deal, you know. And I thought that she knew who I was. And she asked him, like, who is this with my profile? And then he was like, he turned to me and he was like, I told you I'm going to handle it. So then again, it's like,
he was mad at you.
Yeah. And I was like, what? But I was like, okay, fine. Like, I'll let you deal with it. Like, this is your thing, you know?
Man, never did. And so she never reached out to you. She never DM'd you.
No.
And you never DM'd her, nothing.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
And so then you make the TikToks, which go viral, obviously. And even then, nothing. She never still, like,
no.
Still nothing.
And, you know, before I told my story, I had asked him, you know, can you just have her tell me the truth? Was it real? Was it fake? And had she, him, he do that, like, you know, I would never have really shared my story, just because it's like, I just wanted to hear the truth. That's it. That's all I wanted from the situation. And I still don't have it. And it's like, you know, it's upsetting. But
you gave him the chance.
Of course.
Yeah. You gave him the chance to basically step up. Did you tell him that you were going to make a TikTok about it and expose it, or no?
No, I just said, you know, I was going to tell her. But then it's like, well, everyone has this perception of this person that is not accurate. And it's like, that is not fair. You know, if more women are affected and get hurt, it's like, that's where you need to, like, speak up. And, you know, would everyone do it the way that I did it? Probably not. But, you know, that's where I had to really think about this decision. And, you know, I have no regrets about it. I'm glad I did it. But it hasn't come without its pros and cons, right? So,
do you think that she was sort of not in on it? I hate to say that, but do you think that maybe she said, okay, fine, do your thing, like, let's just see where this goes? And so she sort of, like, maybe knew that he was not this sort of innocent guy? Or do you think she was completely duped?
From my perspective and just how she was on the show, I feel like she was fully in it for him and like was real about him and showed that emotion. I don't think she was in on it the way that he told me they were in on it, you know?
Yeah, because I'm like, either you two are like really great actors, right, or like she's gonna get her heart broken.
Yeah.
And I think she's getting her heart broken.
Right. And I really hate that and I don't want that, you know, but it's just like, I don't know. I do want the best for her. I want her to thrive. And I think that's another thing I wanted to touch on is that in these types of situations, people want to put women against women, like this woman versus that woman. And that is just the wrong way to go about it. It's like, you know, the man is like at the center of all of this. And, you know, why are we tearing each other down? We should be empowering each other, lifting each other up, supporting each other, no matter what he's telling either of us. It's like, you know, what is the truth? And I mean, I do wish that I got the chance to talk to her, you know, before all of this, but I just felt so trusting of him that he would do the right thing and I didn't want to meddle. And it's like, I feel like, okay, if I learned a lesson from this, it's like, no, you need to meddle more and get the full story from the other person and not just the man. So
yeah, I was in a situation where my ex was still talking to his ex-fiance. And it was like throughout our whole relationship. And when I found out, initially, I think the woman wants to like blame the other woman, how the hell are you talking to my man, yeah, you know? But then lo and behold, I reached out to her and I was like, hey, what, like, are you being duped the way that I am? Because if so, like, let's, like, we don't have to hate each other,
yeah,
you know,
for sure.
Because I think that's the worst thing we can do.
Yeah.
And, you know, fast forward, now we're really good friends. I was invited to her wedding and, you know, it, because those relationships can't happen. And eventually we, you know, pretty much outed him and he had his legs, you know, head between his legs.
Yeah.
And now he's married and whatnot. Cause I do think that people make mistakes. And yeah, I think that, you know, he shouldn't get canceled. He shouldn't get death threats, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. You know, he's a player.
Right.
He is a player. Hopefully he's not, you know, more than that, like a narcissist or something a little bit more serious where he's actually like has like a serious like thing. Mm-hmm. But I feel like maybe there's a point here where maybe you and Brandy do have a conversation and say, you know, I'm sorry that it sort of went down like this, but you had to know the truth. And I'm just happy that you don't have to now, you know, continue this relationship with someone who really, I guess, she didn't even know.
Yeah, for sure. I know. And that's the hard part of all of this is that I just didn't know what the right decision was with contacting her, not contacting her, you know, just because I just knew that, like, I wanted this to get out. And I knew that the first girl that came out had sent her all of her receipts and saying, hey, look, I, you know, was with him from this date to this date and we met up. And the girl ignored it and called it rumors. And so it's also just like, it makes you hesitant as a woman to even go to the other woman. You're like, well,
like, are you going to believe me? You're going to think that I'm the hoe.
Right.
And it's like, right, that's not how it went down. Right.
Yeah. So,
I think that you're incredibly brave and you being honest and raw like this, I think everyone will hear it in your voice that you do mean well.
Yeah.
We've all been there.
I know.
We've all been there. And if anyone is going to say anything, it's like, please, just how many times did you go back with an ex that, you know, you guys were back and forth for mm-hmm. years? We've all been there where it's like, we're not serious, but we're serious. And we only know what we have. Yeah. And we know that we're not, you know, together,
yeah,
but if you go and date another girl, that's not cool.
Exactly.
Whatever. So, you know, I mean, for all it's worth, I 100% believe you. I'm sorry that, you know, if you are getting any backlash, but I do think that it's good to make someone take accountability. And hopefully after this conversation, and you know, if he listens or if she listens, I hope he takes accountability.
Right. I'm just like, okay, my goal is not to ruin anyone's life. It's not to tear people down. It's to get my truth out there, share my story, help other women, you know, and help people just be better people, right? Like, this world already is so chaotic and there's so much heartbreak. And it's like, women deserve to have healthy, happy relationships with faithful partners, you know? And I'm like, what happened to integrity and loyalty? You know, it's, and people brush off cheating like, oh, it's nothing. And they normalize side chicks. And I'm just like, that's why we're in these situations. It's like, we accept, you know, those types of things. And also the woman that I am, I would never entertain or date or be in any kind of relationship or date a man that would put me in that kind of position or, you know, be like, okay, this is what it is. It's not a real relationship. Like, we're just a fling or we're just messing around. Absolutely not, you know?
Right.
So.
Yeah. I mean, and I think that's, it's good for you to make it very clear that it's not like he has receipts saying, hey, I'm in a relationship and you're saying, I don't care. I'm down to still hang out.
Exactly.
Right. And also for the people who are saying, oh, it's a show. What do you expect? They're going on a television show to find love. You know, it's bullshit anyways, because who does that? And it's like, okay, fine. Right. I hear you. You know, maybe they're not going in it for the right reasons, but that doesn't give you the right to like play a whole damn character and not be who you really are. Because that man, I mean, the things he was saying, I want to love you the way you want to be loved. And, you know, how they were talking about, they don't want to take it to the next level and they wanted to wait until after marriage and all those things. I mean, you just thought, gosh, he really like treated her the way that she should be treated, like a queen, respected her.
Which, and I will preface that with like, he does have a genuine side to him, you know, like,
He is that way.
But then again, it's like to cheat on
to multiple women.
Yeah. That's where it's like, okay, well, that kind of cancels out everything else. But I mean, I will say, like, it's not like he's a malicious person or mean, you know. Right. I've never really seen him get incredibly angry. So
I'm sorry you're going through this.
Thank you.
Well, if they're listening, is there something that you want to say and get off your chest? Anything else that you want to say?
I just want to say that, like, I know this has been a very messy situation for everybody. I just needed to speak my truth. And, you know, I wish things didn't get to this level or this far, but, you know, I wish them all the best, whatever they do in their future, in their relationship. And I just don't, I don't have any ill feelings towards them. So, you know, I'm a forgiving person, and I know good's going to come out of this. And, so.
Do you have him blocked or anything, or is can he still reach out to you?
I have him blocked on Instagram. I just unblocked his phone contact just because I'm like, well, if he did want to reach out and just, I don't know what he would say at this point, but.
Right. And squash it, hopefully.
Yeah. But.
Oh man. What would it take for him to make it right with you? Would you ever get back together with him?
Absolutely not. Never, ever, ever. Ever. The only thing is, you know, okay, if he finally came clean about everything, no matter which way it went, and I really got the truth, then I could have like peace and be like, okay, I'm, you know, okay, like whatever it was, even if it wasn't,
yeah,
right, I can, you know.
Right. And you also have to sort of understand that you may not get the truth,
yeah,
you know,
sure.
And you may never get that. But at the end of the day, you have to, you're good with yourself and you're good with your conscience. And that's honestly all that matters.
Yeah.
Because karma knows where you live, honey.
I know.
Every time truth prevails.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
So well, stay strong.
I'll try. No.
Thank you for coming on the show. Thank you for being so vulnerable. This too shall pass.
Yeah, I know.
And it's going to be, it's a blip on the screen in your lifespan.
Yeah.
It's going to make you stronger. You never know what's going to come out of it. And I'm just wishing you all the best. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Where can everybody find you?
You can find me on Instagram or TikTok at Hannah Beth Style.
Awesome. Thank you, Hannah.
Thank you, Natalie.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I hope you guys enjoyed that. I hope you guys got some answers. And really, at the end of the day, I hope that everyone can heal from this and move forward. And like I told her, I'm not sure if I said it on camera, off camera, you know, people will listen to this and they're going to be so hot and heated and heavy over it. And then tomorrow, they're going to be on to the new scandal and the next scandal. So I really hope that, you know, Brandy and CJ and Hannah can all really heal from this and move on, because at the end of the day, it's really not that serious. And everyone makes mistakes, and it's all about accountability at the end of the day. You know what I mean? So, good luck to everybody that's involved. Y'all better get your shit together. We want real people. We want real love stories, and maybe I'm asking for too much, but come on, give the people what they want, okay? If not, let's just cancel. Let's go ahead and cancel the show. All right. No, I'm going to get canceled. Love you guys all. Thank you so much. I hope you have a beautiful Thanksgiving surrounded by the people that you love, and I will see you all next week. Remember, stay humble and stay hungry.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.